Russell, is there anything about what's happened out there that surprised you? In terms of you getting out there and winning the starting job, anything at all surprised you about your ability to do that?
No, not at all. You know, I always have full confidence in my ability, and you know, we have full confidence in our football team that we can play at a high level. So, you know, I think the main thing for me is, you know, I just prepared the right way every single morning I woke up, you know, and that was my focus, and just making sure that I tried to improve every day.
Russell, how much did your experience last year at Wisconsin walking in and winning over those guys so quickly, how much did that help you as you walked into that locker room this year? And what's the process to getting guys to be behind you? I assume you have to be yourself, but how do you go about it, and how much did that time in Madison prepare you for doing it again a year later?
You know, the Lord couldn't have worked it out any better, you know, to be honest with you. The fact that I, you know, went to Wisconsin, got there, obviously a great school, so many leaders on that football team, you know, and, you know, so much talent around that football team. But, you know, I got there and, you know, I called a team meeting and just talked to all the players and just told them that, you know, I wanted to compete. I wanted to be a part of something special, you know. And I got there every morning. I worked hard. I studied tons of film. And they noticed that by my preparation and just the way I was. And that's where I always am. You know, that's all how my parents raised me and everything. And then, so, you know, coming here, you know, it was a perfect situation because it was basically the exact same situation. I had to come in, step in, came in the rookie mini camp, just trying to learn the whole playbook. You know, I believe I have a, you know, tremendous football knowledge, and, you know, I transitioned really well because, you know, NC State's offense was West Coast, and then going to Wisconsin was a vertical play action game, a strong running game, just like here too as well. So, a lot of the terminology was somewhat similar, and so I, you know, that transition, you know, made it a little bit easier for me. And, you know, I've played professional sports, and I've just gotten to know people, and I just try to be myself. You know, I don't try to be anybody else. You know, I believe myself as a guy who's going to compete at the highest level, is going to be a tremendous leader just by the way that I work, and also, you know, I'm a vocal leader as well. And then, you know, just by my attention to detail, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. It's just, I think guys feed off the fact that, you know, I love to learn. You know, I love to be on a constant quest for knowledge and just try to strive for greatness.
Russell, how long did it take for the pro game to slow down for you?
I didn't take too long, you know, and the fact that, you know, you get to play against, you know, one of the top defenses every day in terms of the Seahawks defense. I mean, we get after it every single day. We fly around and got some great defensive backs and everything. So to go against them every day really prepares me for the actual real speed of the game. And so, you know, 100 yards is 100 yards, and I still try to play the same, you know. And, you know, when you have fast guys on defense, they have a lot of talent on defense, and then, but we also have a lot of talent on offense too. So everything kind of equals out. You know, you just have to trust what you see and just play smart football.
When they signed Matt to the free agent contract, and then you came in the draft, are you surprised you are where you are?
No, I'm not surprised. You know, I definitely always, like I said earlier, you know, I always believe in myself, and I always know that with hard work and just talent too. You know, I know that I have, you know, the talent to be a start in this league, and I always believe that. You know, and so. You know, the Seahawks drafted me for a reason. You know, they believed in me. They saw that, you know, I had the ability to play at a high level, you know, in the National Football League. And it's just one of those things where, you know, I just had to trust in myself, trust in my preparation, and just go out there and play. Don't worry about it all. You know, let it go and just play great football.
What are your thoughts, Russell, on Monday's game?
Oh, it's going to be a great atmosphere, obviously, you know. Get to play the Green Bay Packers, you know, and it's going to be Monday Night Football. But at the same time, like I always say, 100 yards is 100 yards. It's not going to be any different, you know, and it's going to be maybe a few more people watching or whatever, but that doesn't change anything. That doesn't change the way we play or how I play. You know, you have to focus on what you can control and just play one play at a time and try to execute.
Russell, you know, my guys at the State Journal, Tom Oates and Tom Mulhern, told me plenty about you going into the draft, and that's the only time I talked to you is at the scouting combine. But the thing that jumped out so quickly is how confident you are. You're not fazed by everyone telling you were too short and all that kind of stuff. How important do you think confidence is in the grand scheme of things? I know you got to have talent. I know you got to have other things, but how much does confidence play in?
You know, if I listened to everything that people told me I couldn't do growing up, from when I was a child all the way to now, and everything, and throughout the whole drafting process and throughout college, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, all that stuff strengthens me. It strengthens my mind, strengthens my you know, I think more than anything, you have to have that confidence to play at a high level, and you have to believe in yourself and believe in the process that you're going through, you know, and just trust the process. Trust that you have other guys around you and have faith that they're going to do the right thing at the right time, and we're going to do the, and I'm going to do the right thing at the right time, and it just all clicks together, and you work at it. You try to perfect the game, you know, and just try to be perfect every single day. And then, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs throughout the game and throughout practice or whatever, but just maintaining and just being that calm in the storm. You know, that's what my job is playing the quarterback position, is be the calm in the storm and be relentless, be a relentless competitor, no matter what the situation is.
Russell, some guys play with a chip on their shoulder. You know, they don't like the fact that they were doubted. Maybe they don't like where they were drafted. Are you that? Do you use that kind of motivation, or do you have other kinds of motivation?
That's a tough question. People ask me all the time, do I have a chip on my shoulder? I wouldn't say I have a chip on my shoulder. I don't think of it that way. You know, people saying that I can't do this, can't do that, that always motivates me, because I'm a ultimate competitor. You know, I always want to, just play at the highest level and win. You know, that's the only thing that, you know, I try to focus on is being successful. You know, and I'm never afraid to excel. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is just believing in it, you know, and just going for it. You know, sometimes you just really have to forget what everybody else says, ignore the noise, and just, whether it's a good phrase or bad phrase, you know, just ignore the noise and just play at a high level and just keep fighting and keep playing.
There is a pretty long history, though, of quarterbacks that are taller that make it, and shorter ones that don't even get the chance, and there's few that have made it and been great. You know, do you think about, you know, that kind of history from time to time?
You know, I definitely believe that. I definitely think about that, I should say. You know, I think about, you know, all the people that, you know, in the past and everything that have kind of been turned away or whatever, haven't been given an opportunity. And I think that more than anything, you know, I believe that God put me on this earth for several reasons, and I believe that's honestly one of them, you know, to prove that, you know, anything's possible, you know, and that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, how tall or how short I am or whatever. There's no exact variable to being, you know, an elite quarterback, and I'm not saying I'm an elite one. I'm just trying to work to get there, you know, and I'm going to do everything I can in my power to keep working to get there, and it's a process, and I respect that process, and you know, my height doesn't define my skill set, and I'm just going to keep working and keep improving and just, you know, keep trying to win games.
You know, Mike McCarthy said earlier this week that the way the game has evolved and quarterbacks getting out of the pocket and playing with their feet, that there's that smaller quarterbacks, it's not necessarily, you know, that they can't play anymore, that they can be successful. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, you know, but I also do believe that, you know, I definitely have to agree with that, but I also do believe that, you know, I love to play inside the pocket. You know, I'm not afraid to sit in there. You know, obviously, as you guys know, you know, playing in Wisconsin, the biggest offensive line in college football and all that, and you know, fighting the fourth biggest in football just in general, and so, you know, I believe that, you know, stand tall in the pocket, have a high, quick release, get rid of the ball on time with rhythm and timing and just anticipation and just trusting him and what I see, you know. So, you know, I love to sit in the pocket. And, you know, obviously, you know, I have the ability to escape and make plays and extend plays and run and all that. And that's just an advantage that I have, I think. But, you know, I like to sit in that pocket and just make all the throws if I can.
Russell, I saw the Levi's commercial.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to get me to buy Levi's, but it was gosh darn impressive and pretty compelling television.
Thank you.
What's it like to get a chance to tell that story? I know you've told it before to the guys in Madison, but what's it like to get to tell that story about your dad, one, and two, you know, to be in that position and have this platform now, that's got to be pretty remarkable.
Well, you know, it's such a blessing to just be in the situation I'm in, you know, to be able to reach out to the community, reach out to kids, you know, and that's one of my most important things for me is to, you know, is to go to the Children's Hospital. You know, I go to the Children's Hospital here in Seattle now, and, you know, I went to in Wisconsin and Raleigh too as well when I was there. But, you know, I think those things are just really important because, you know, people see that, you know, and my dad used to always tell me, there's a king in every crowd, and what that meant was, with my faith, you know, God's always watching me, always covering me. With my dad being passed away and everything, he's sitting there right on the 50-yard line smiling at me, and you never know what GM or scout's watching you. But also, my dad told me, and I'll never forget this, I was 14 years old sitting in the car driving back home from Virginia Beach to Richmond, and he told me that you never know what kid's watching you, Russ. You know, and so he already had a premonition that I had this opportunity and all that. But, you know, I think the biggest thing was that he knew that, you know, there would be people watching, and, you know, and I'm trying to do the best that I can, you know, and just try to help everybody else to be a leader, to be a man of God, and just try to do the right thing.
Russell, you know, we kind of live in a cynical world, though, and I think sports writers, we tend to be more cynical than most. Anyone ever think that you're too good to be true?
I don't know. You know, I don't really worry about necessarily what other people think or what they worry about or whatever. You know, I just take one step at a time, man, you know, and just don't worry about it. You know, just try to be who I am. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where you just surround yourself with good people, you know, and surround yourself with greatness, surround yourself with, you know, people who want to be great, you know what I mean? That type of thing. I think that's the biggest thing that helps me.
How's Matt Flynn, Bendy? That can't be an easy spot that he's in.
Can you say that again? I lost you.
How's Matt Flynn been to you? That can't be an easy spot for him to be in.
Oh, he's been great. You know, he's a great guy, obviously, and you know, he's, you know, been helping me. It's great to have another quarterback in the room, obviously, who's, you know, been in the games and just been around